Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
This is the Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus Podcast, presented by Connors and Ferris, Mike Catalana, Dan Fates. I am Jenna Cottrell. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast, as well as share with your friends if you enjoy our work. All right, gentlemen, Bills, Dolphins, what a game this weekend will be. Let's talk about these two teams. Mike, I want to start with you. Just where do you see these two teams stacking up heading into Sunday?
I like the 180s on these teams, right? I think if you looked at it and said the Dolphins are the offense, the Bills are the defense. Now, the Bills still have Josh Allen and the Dolphins still have talented players on defense. So it's not totally one way or the other. But Jenna, I look at them as just being one's Buffalo, one's Miami. You know, one's got Mike McDaniel, the other has Sean McDermott. They're kind of opposites. They're almost mirrors of each other, both with outstanding quarterbacks, though. So I love the matchup. I'm hoping that this is just what we get for Bills Dolphins for a long time.
It's a little bit in the sense of what we thought the Jets matchup week one would be, in the sense of you have a team like Miami trying to prove themselves. Now, look, they made the playoffs last year, but they're trying to prove that that wasn't a fluke and that Tua and McDaniel and this offense are legit, and they're one of the best in the league. And again, it's going up against the Bills team, which is, again, trying to prove like, hey, this is still our division. And I know it's a week four matchup, and I know that it's just we're checking it one game at a time. It's a massive week four matchup because falling to 0-2 in the division is a tough hole to dig out of. That's when, Mike, as you've always said before, looking back, we may look back at that Jets game come week 18, say, and say, damn, they really missed a chance to lose to Zach Wilson. But right now, again, it's the Bills proving that this is still their time.
I think it's so funny looking at these two teams because I feel like Miami has all of that sizzle, like flashy, you know, these explosive plays, all the speed. Then you look at this Buffalo defense and it's more of like playing fundamental football, getting pressure on the quarterback. The defense kind of has been leading the way. And I think it's kind of indicative of like what people think of the two cities. I just think that's kind of an interesting like thought that I have going into that, because it's like one is the flash, one is the sizzle, and like one is more the steak.
I don't think there's any doubt. And I think Buffalo fans were dying for years of going, why can't this team be good? It's Miami, you know? I mean, the Heat have been good. Will Manso, we did an interview with him. It'll be on the channel on Friday. And, you know, he's been covering the Heat going to the finals. He's been covering the Marlins trying to make the playoffs, you know? They've had a lot going. They got Messi playing in Miami, like, and all the stars, and everybody hangs out down there. And you got Buffalo. And we love it, but it's Buffalo against Miami. Yeah, it is a little different.
Dan, do you think that where these two teams are at right now, do you think in your opinion, you're like one team is dramatically better, or how do you view that?
Not dramatically better. And it's also tough because I'm still trying to figure out where each team, like we're still so early in the season.
Yeah.
And that's why I think that like, oh, they're coming off scoring 70 points. And then you're like, well, Denver really sucks. And you're like, well, the Bills have played two crappy kind of teams too, and the Raiders and the Commanders. So like you're kind of sitting there, and again, the Jets meeting is the Jets game is just weird. It's just going to be a weird game that we look back on. Like Mike and I always like to say, we still think the Bills are going to win that Jacksonville game from 2 years ago. Like we're still kind of confused about that game. I think we're still going to sit there.
Urban Meyer.
Yeah. Like we're still going to sit there, and I hate to keep bringing up the Jets game as we're looking forward, but like it all kind of ties in of like, what team is this Bills team going to show up as? And I think they're figuring out an identity, which I like for the first time under Ken Dorsey, but I still think they're still trying to manufacture one as we move towards a massive game.
I get annoyed though, Mike, because people talking about the Bills defense are like, well, it was against the Commanders. And I get that the Dolphins put up 70, but I was like, well, it was against the winless Denver Broncos. Like, it's interesting how people are parsing that Bills win over Washington and not kind of doing the same to the Dolphins.
Yeah. I mean, look, 70 to nothing is just ridiculous, right? So against an NFL team with an NFL head coach, maybe you don't score 70. Oh, I'm sorry, Sean Payton. Did somebody do the worst job in the history of pro football last year coaching the team? And then you give up 70. And you know what's the craziest thing about that game? 10 touchdowns, 5 offense, 5 defense. Like, they didn't have a pick six. They didn't have a punt return. No, Denver, you're just awful. And Miami is really good, really good. And they are lethal. They are a fast break offense. And Tua looks fantastic. I got to give him that, man. The guy looks so in control, so confident. He's got a little Mahomes to him, the way he's moving around in the pocket. You know, and everybody says, oh, you got the, you know, injuries. Yeah, sure. Everybody's got to worry about that. He's got his own set of worries. But in that case, it's great. But yes, you say that because it's easier to look at a bad defense or a bad offense, like, say, Washington. I don't think they're terrible. The Bills made them look terrible. You know, it's the Ron Rivera shutout game. Like, sorry, Ronnie. At 3 points doesn't mean anything. The Bills shut you out. Yeah. The Bills shut him out.
Yeah.
And with a few more plays in the red zone, he could have put up 40 plus easily, 50 in that game. So it was a very impressive game. I'll put it to you this way, Jenna. If that game ends 53 to nothing or 53 to 20 or whatever, you'd be like, wow, the Dolphins offense is good. I mean, they hit 70. So it does add that whole other wow factor to the game.
Oh, sorry, Dan. I thought you were going to talk.
No, I didn't. No, that Look was, I
Dan
agree
not
with
talking.
I'm showing restraint. People in the comments are like, finally, Dan's not talking.
So disciplined of you. I mean, Mike, you mentioned Tua. He has been having a phenomenal season. And I mean, he's, what is he, the MVP right now, the leader in terms of the odds. I think that's upsetting a lot of Bills fans because obviously Josh Allen has never won an MVP. He's been in the conversations, but kind of tailed off at the end of seasons. Where do we make of, Dan, this Tua-Josh rivalry? Early out the gate, we know Josh dominated the Dolphins. But as of late, I mean, last season, the two teams split, and I feel like Tua is kind of asserting himself as one of the best quarterbacks in the league, whether fans like that or not.
Yeah. You hate to say the word, you know, I feel like game manager is a dirty word to call a quarterback. System quarterback could be possibly thrown around with
Tua enough credit.
Oh, ouch.
Ouch. What?
You're calling him a system quarterback?
If you put Tua on another team with another OC, where does he stack up? I guess that's my point. I'm trying to take the whole picture. I'm not trying to knock Tua down. I understand what he's doing. He's doing really well in what Mike McDaniel is scheming up. Like, he is what Mike McDaniel is doing is what I want somebody to do for Josh Allen. Give him throws that guys are wide open. Like, that's all I'm saying, is that Tua has a lot of things going for him. No? Is that not fair to say? Why can't I?
You're fine. You're fine on that.
You're fine.
But I'm going to tell you, watch him. His decision-making is first elite. Not all first reads. He is quick. He goes left, right, back to the left. He's great movement. His movement in the pocket has been great. And I'm not talking about running around. I'm talking about getting to a spot. He'll stand in there for a guy who's taking a bunch of hits. You know what I like about him right now, Jenna? And he doesn't seem like that kind of guy. But I like for two of these guys, a little cockiness to him right now.
Yeah,
he knows he's good. And I hadn't really heard that out of him. You know, you never hear that out of Josh, but come on. We all know. I mean, Josh should.
By the way Josh plays his game, you know that he's cocky. And I don't mean that as a dig. I mean that
you need to be.
You have to be. Yeah.
You have to be. But Tua is almost a little outward. Like, you know what? I've taken a lot of crap. First of all, from the Dolphins themselves, who we've talked about, who handled him so poorly.
Yeah, they did.
And, you know, then people telling him he's got to quit. And he gets himself back in, and he is dealing right now. Now, again, it's three games in this year, and he does have Tyreek Hill, and he's got a lot of speed around him. But he's playing with a – I swear, Jenna, I think he plays a little at the moment like Mahomes plays. And I don't think Josh plays like Mahomes. But it's like those, you know, the little shovel passes and stuff like that. That's a guy with –
Yeah.
That's a guy with a lot of confidence right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's my point is that the confidence comes from Mike McDaniel and the scheming and the confidence in, hey, throw it here because he's going to be open. Like, there are guys open, very open. Part of that's because of the speed. Yes, I know that Tua has a quick release. He's getting the ball out very quickly. Part of that. I'm not saying Tua is not a great quarterback. I'm not saying he's not even in the, you know, he's playing in the top three tier, you know, you have the Mahomes tier and then you kind of have the Allen tier. And then I can see Tua in the Herbert tier in that range, but he has a lot of things around him that set him up for success.
Oh, absolutely. Yes,
that's all I'm saying.
I agree.
And part of it is, the freebies, as I've talked about going back to last year, that Mike McDaniel schemes up. And going back to Jenny, your games the last when they split the games last year, I remember saying it on the pod going into the playoff game. I thought the better team lost both games. I thought that the Bills were the better team. The Bills were the better team in the heat in week three and just came up short, ran out of literal gas in IV bags. And then I thought the Dolphins, for the most part, were better than the Bills for 3.5 quarters in the snow in Orchard Park. So this is a, and then obviously the playoff game, it was
Skylar Thompson.
Skylar. So yeah. So this is, it's a real rivalry. And again, when you're comparing quarterbacks, yes, Tua is playing at a very high level.
Well, three games in, he's the number one quarterback in the NFL.
I think if you look at his games and the results, it's hard to argue with that.
I mean, I'm just talking about this three-game sample here because Joe Burrow would be, what, 27th? And we know how good he is. And that's not really.
Yeah, it's not indicative of his talent.
Not indicative of who he is.
Yeah.
But I will give Dan this. I think McDaniel, let me get another shot at the 49ers here because we got to hear all the time about Shanahan is a genius. Shanahan is a genius. Look, he's making it work with Brock Purdy. But when I see the Niners, I see them. Purdy gets the ball out, and every one of those guys seems to break 8 tackles on their way to the end zone. Mm-hmm. I look at Miami and I'm going, you know, this guy is a little wacky, but this guy knows what he is doing. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. He really does. And he's a little odd. He's a little mad professorish, but man, he knows. And by the way, do they just find the fastest guys at every position? Is it?
I think they do.
I mean, they just do.
It's hard to argue against that.
Yeah.
I was just on a Dolphins Twitter space and they were talking about.
Wow.
No one's ever said that before.
That's a wild.
Yeah, I got asked to be on it. I wasn't just like killing time.
I've never been on a Twitter space. How is it?
It was fine. It's just like a Q&A.
Yeah.
People ask questions.
Sorry.
Who's sneaking in?
Waving to Zach. He's getting Chipotle.
Hi, Thanks, Zach. Honey, bye, Zach.
Hey, Zach.
My thought was, we always know that the Bills have their eye out around the rest of the NFL and around other teams and what they're doing. And you're, for the most part, the Bills have kind of been having their fastball with their offense, but they have been aware of the trajectory of the league, going yep. back to what the Chiefs did and the pass catchers and the speed and all those things. I think they also saw what Miami was doing with a healthy Tua and thought, oh crap. Like the league's not getting slower. And yeah. with what, you know, Terrell Bernard has been able to do is I go, you went from a big middle linebacker to a small, agile guy that can cover and run. And it's like, you kind of have a Matt Milano and a poor man's Matt Milano. And I think they saw the speed that Miami has had. What?
I would rephrase that. A poor man's Matt Milano doesn't seem very
a poor man's all pro. I think Terrell Bernard would like to be known as
a poor man, a great value Matt Milano. I just think he's a lighter, faster linebacker.
Okay. Like ideal is Matt Milano. My ugly penny, whatever my comparison yeah. always gets like.
I just feel like if you were being described as like, yeah, he's like a.
Again.
He's like a.
I got to call out a little bit.
Poor man's Dan Orlovsky is not really.
Would love it.
Dan has some old man phrases. Jenna doesn't like the old man phrase. She doesn't really recognize old man phrases. Dan's yeah. got a few. By the way, Dan. Couple of things. One, again, it's bad penny, not ugly penny. And two, you said the Bills ran out of literal gas at the game, which.
And then he added IV bags.
I know, but like literal gas like, doesn't make sense. Did they eat something bad before the game? No, I mean, it's kind of like.
Yeah, my literal and exaggerations are good. Epic. They're good. They're good.
Okay, by the way, I know we got off on this side. But.
No, but this game is this is awesome. And it's Sunday, 1 o'clock, 75 degrees, because obviously Jenna's on the field shooting the game, so the weather's going to be perfect. This is awesome. I say to you guys, I can't wait for the game Sunday. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
But this game would usually get hijacked by the network to be 8 o'clock on a Sunday night. And I kind of like, wow, let this one go early. Maybe they weren't sure what the Dolphins were going to be. And I think it's awesome that it's in Orchard Park at 1 o'clock with great weather.
Yeah. I mean, I think this sets up for what the division will be for maybe years to come. And that makes it exciting because we've seen the division get so much better over these last couple of seasons. But, you know, we always talk about it, like to be the best, you got to beat the best. And it's going to be a huge test for this Bills team. And I think there's a lot to be, you can learn so much from this game. Like this could be where you realize what you do well, what you need to improve on. Almost like a benchmark game because let's be real. The Dolphins are playing really, really great football.
Yeah. And you know what it is too? I mean, Tyreek Hill is incredible.
Yeah. He's so
good. And you remember Dan Bean talking about him with speed. He's like, hey, if there's a Tyreek Hill out there, you know, tell me where I can find him. And
yeah,
I mean, he tortured the Bills in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny. He hasn't been that great against the Bills for the Dolphins. Like I think
correct.
Waddle, I'd have to look at the exact numbers. I think Waddle's actually been a little better, mm-hmm. but yeah. Hill is, he is one of those guys, Jenna, when you watch the game, he just moves differently than everybody else.
When is he going to slow down? And he always looks like he does something to his hamstring and then he's fine. It's yeah. just like clockwork.
The only guy I ever remember moving on the field with his speed that almost looks like a video game to me, and there's been a lot of fast guys, was Dion. I mean, Dion, when he would punt, return, or intercept a pass, the fastest guys in the league weren't keeping up with him. He had not only great speed, but great football speed and great instincts. And this guy, I mean, you've seen it, Dan. We saw it in Kansas City. You know, you make one step the wrong way, he's gone. It's not like yep. Tua's throwing the ball up 70 yards in the air. Yeah. He's getting them to him, and these guys make plays. And then he got Waddle. We'll see, right? Coming back, right? Yeah. He's practiced full.
full.
And then they got Mostert, who's like the fastest running back in the league.
And then they got Devon Achane, who was an All-American sprinter at Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fast.
And by the way, you're right. So, it is Achane. He had always been under Achane. And when we talked to Will Manso, he goes, "This we just found this out." So Achane. Yes. Achane.
I did a reel on him.
Yeah. And in combating the speed, Jen and I talked about it when we were up at practice yesterday, as we record this on Thursday, the sense of Sean McDermott kind of seems like he has almost like a laughable state of like, I don't know. Like we keep like reporters here. We are sitting down, like all of us in our quarter zips being like, how are you going to slow down this team? And like, he's almost kind of like, I don't know if you guys have any suggestions, I'll be happy to take them. Like it's gotten to that point. And Sean talked about its fundamentals. It's staying true to who they are. And then Taron Johnson kind of went off of that and said, you have to be physical. And my question about being physical, and the Chargers did it to them last season. That's kind of what started to expose the Dolphins when I think they had a 3 or 4 game losing streak at that point, sometime middle of the year, because the Chargers were able to press them at the line. Easier said than done. If you are able to press them, that's great. You throw off timing, you throw off Tua, who still loves his first read. He has shown the ability to get off it, but he still loves his first read. But if you don't press them and successfully bump them and throw them off, they're by you. So to combat them not running by you, you play off 10 yards, and then you can't be physical with them. So it's damned if you do, it's damned if you don't. And then you throw in all of the pre-snap motion that they throw in, which I love, which I hope Ken Dorsey watches their film and says, hey, we should do some of this stuff. It's really successful, because when they did it against the Commanders, it worked really well. And we're talking all about the passing game, right? We're talking about two, all these things. All that pre-snap motion also helps disguise their running game, which is really good as well, because all of a sudden you're seeing Tyreek go in motion. You're going, okay, I got to follow him. And then Achane hits a hole and is gone for 50 yards. Like it's a Bills' biggest level attack. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dan, the Bills' biggest issue is when you send somebody in motion, there's one guy you're afraid of, right? It's Diggs.
Yeah.
He's the one guy. Miami's got about four guys that can impact you with that speed that puts pressure on everybody. So it is a little different. The Bills use it to get some openings. The Dolphins use it to get huge plays, big plays, quick plays. So, hey, look, they're not perfect. They're really good. Their offense is lethal at the moment. But, you know, this is going to be a different game. I kind of love the fact that they're coming off the 70-point game. If you're the Bills, you wish they would have scored 80 last week, because that's a big number to start out with when the game begins. It's like, wow, we just put up 70. What are we doing this week?
Oh, Tyler Bass has been named AFC Special Teams Player of the Month.
Nice.
I wonder if the Bills will be using... You can't be using him a whole bunch to beat this Dolphins team. You got to be able to finish drives. And Josh Allen talked about that, though. He's like, going off your point, Mike, of them scoring 70, it's like you pay attention and you... Not that you don't pay attention on other weeks, but it's like... He made it seem like you kind of hone in more on those details, on the details of practice. Like they have your attention essentially, which I think is fair. Like obviously every week when you're preparing, you are focused on the details, but when a team puts up 70, you're like, oh snap. Like we really got to be making sure that we're on it, because this team they've done it before, man. What if they do it again?
Yeah, my we talked about 70, but
we talk about McDermott, McDaniel. We talk about that Vic Fangio is kind of this wild card in this game for me, because that Dolphins D line is good. Javon Holland, very good. Have Xavier Howard, like they got dudes on that defense.
Yeah,
Vic Fangio, very good coach everywhere he's gone. The only time I remember him going up against Josh Allen, though, was 2020, Denver.
Denver.
And Josh tortured him. Like, I think that was one of the games that Josh was, like, nearly perfect in that season. So kind of trying to marry those new coordinator with guys that you know and how that works out. And again, have they really been challenged by an offense like this? They played the Patriots. They played Denver, who stinks. The Patriots offense isn't really what it needs to be. I see this game being played in the 30s because I like both offenses against these defenses.
Yeah, and the Chargers got to them. I mean, the Chargers scored a bunch in that first game. It's first game, but Chargers scored a bunch and Dolphins pulled it out.
Yeah. No, it's very true. And Dan, you mentioned the coaches. It is so funny looking at this coaching matchup. Mike, like, you have McDaniel calling the offense, younger guy, interesting character, a bit more, I don't know, what would you say? Like, casual, maybe? Where I feel like McDermott calling the defense more old-fashioned, disciplined, like, even their styles of what they do, I think it's kind of an something that in terms of like looking at both of them, you're like, they are just very different.
Is Sean the cool guy amongst the two of them?
No. Sean is like old-fashioned. Sean is the old-fashioned buttoned up.
Let me tell you, McDermott, I'm saying McDaniel is really quirky, you know, says
but it works for him because they
it works, but I'm talking about he's not like he's not Sean McVay, right? He's Mike McDaniel. Like, and when it's working, he looks, this is what I always say about coaches. When Belichick was winning, he looked stoic. Now he looks lost, right? McDaniel looks quirky genius when it's working. When it doesn't, he'd be, you know, what was that guy's name in Miami that they got rid of? Was there for like
Flores.
No. I'm talking about before that. The guy was with Adam Gase. Yeah. If you win and you're Adam Gase, you're cool. I'm just saying
Adam Gase was never cool.
No, I know what you're saying though. It's Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni was kind of cringy, but they were winning. So it's like, oh, that's just coach. But if you're losing, it's like, that is embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. So McDaniel's getting the cool vibe now because he's winning.
He's vaping on the sidelines.
I think I know that people like old man Mike, who doesn't like these, you know, pioneer changing coaches. We've had some talks on some car rides recently. He doesn't like.
No. I'm sorry. Pioneering, your pioneering coach got his ass kicked against Oregon. Come on.
That's a little behind the scenes of Mike venting to us on a car ride or a plane ride going, Deion's so annoying. Smug.
Now he's going to cut his own guys because he's out telling everybody, I still need 5 or 6 more dudes. So just keep in mind all your cool guys that are at Colorado. Deion's
the only coach He's the only coach looking to get a better roster. He's the only coach looking in the portal.
He's the only guy that says it on camera all the time.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, wait, going back. What were you going to say, or Dan?
I'm a big Mike McDaniel fan. From his opening press conference to, I think, like you said, Sirianni's kind of that way too. I think that's a really good comparison, Jenna, that players respect and respond to when you're true to yourself. It's the Flores, it's the Patricia, those guys that say, I'm going to be like Bill, because that's how Bill got his respect. No, you get the respect from the players. Sean is Sean. Sean's not going to try and dance to hip hop music and act like he can do any of those, like relate to players like that. He relates to them as a family man. He relates to them as a dad, like
as a person,
as a person.
And consistent coach, very consistent. That's who he is.
So I love the fact that Mike McDaniel in his quirkiness is probably the best way, but he is who he is. And I think that players respond to that. He's not trying to be, this football nerd. I think he is a football nerd that has, you know, not only this passing attack and that's so innovative, he also respects the guys up front just in the running schemes. Like he has that old school influence of the Shanahan and things like that to go along with this new offense and this. Nobody proves us wrong. And like I said, I wish it was hotter and everybody made fun of him for that shirt. It's like, I wish it was colder. Like, that's just the goofy guy that he is. So like, what is he going to all of a sudden pretend to be somebody he's not? And again, you're right, Jenna. When you win, it works. I agree.
If you are losing, it looks cringy or out of touch or whatever, or like you're not even focused. But when you're winning, it works.
I remember him saying something last year that he appreciated their losing streak that they went on. That he goes, it was going to be a test. He goes, it was going to happen eventually. Every coach, you're going to have a losing streak. But it shows you how good of coaches you are when you can get out of a losing streak and how do you handle them? And like, that's a mature approach. It goes back to Josh saying that, like, you got to appreciate the bad times because the good times are that much sweeter. I think that for a young guy, he's relatable. He's what he's doing is, like I said, Sean says it's revolutionary and like Sean will be complimentary of other coaches, but like he went above and beyond saying like, you know, he was asked by Adam Bonini, like, how do you keep them in front of you and these things? He's like, I don't know. Haven't figured it out yet. Nobody has. Like, I just really like this dynamic. I like the fact that he's in the division. I think it's good for football. I'm a big Mike McDaniel fan.
I also think the end result is the same too. Like, they are both like very well respected by their teams.
Yep.
They do it in their own way.
And Jenna, I think he's also pumping them up a little bit this week. What do you guys say?
Sean is smart. Absolutely.
Give them.
They are as advertised. They are revolutionary. Yeah.
I get a Usain Bolt in to play. You know.
Yeah.
The role.
I love it. They have gassed this Dolphins team up of 70 points. Like, wow, that is. I couldn't believe it. I've never seen anybody do that. Teams that have scored over 50 plus points are 1-6 against the spread the following week.
That's Uncle Dan coming through.
Too many points. You didn't save enough touchdowns for the following week.
Too many. All right. Let's wrap up. Oh, I do want to mention, I didn't ask you this before, but I feel like it'd be fine. But I have my fundraiser tomorrow. So if everyone's cool with it, I'm going to put the link to my fundraising page for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society's Light the Night. It's for local cancer patients in the Western New York area. That money goes to the families and patients and providing them with a better, you know, whether it be helping out with medical bills or grabbing dinner or transportation to and from hospital visits, all that stuff. If you would like to donate, check out the link. I'll put it in the description box. That's something that I'm excited to help out with. And I don't really know. It's tomorrow. 6 years. 6 years. You know what? I've had a lot of people reach out and it's so sweet and so nice. So I just really appreciate it. So thank you to everyone for the support.
And one last thing, not in that same vein, but you know, Jenna and I will be going to London.
Yes.
For the game next week.
What a segue.
I wanted to say this at the end, and I know, you know, I'm trying to keep you from crying. And I just want to let people know, if you're over there and you're from there, or you are a Rochester, Buffalo, Western, wherever, and you're going to be in London, send us a message. Let us know. We're going to be out. We'll be out before the game. We'll be at the game. You'll see the Buffalo Plus stuff. So reach out. I know we had a young man who came up to Dan and I in the airport. He's from London. Then I ran into his in-laws, and they gave me his information and I can't find it. So you know who you are. Reach out to us because it was cool. He watches us all the time from over in London. And now he's got the Bills coming to see him there.
That's cool. We're excited for that. Yeah. If you see us, or if you want to give us a message, just reach out on Twitter, DM, stuff like that. We would love to meet up and maybe do an interview and just, I think that's going to be really cool. I can't believe we're leaving so soon.
Yep. Yes. Jenna teased, you know, her supporting her cancer journey. Mike teased London. If anybody has any advice for somebody that has two kids, because two kids is just a lot of kids. Any advice, you can drop that in the comments below. Wife and I are, we're laboring over here. We are struggling. We are, we're just surviving. So
I would say
survive in advance.
Just have a third.
Two is so many kids. It's
wait,
so
what
many
is
kids.
The Jim Gaffigan? Like, what's it like having kids? You know, having enough.
It's like you're drowning and then somebody gives you another baby.
I love that.
I got to go upstairs and help. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know Mike has to go too. Check out the Buffalo Plus store, buffaloplusstore.com for all your Bills merch or Buffalo Plus merch. Yikes. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Share with a friend if you enjoy our stuff. For Mike and Dan, I'm Jenna. Thanks for joining us here on the Buffalo Plus channel presented by Connors and Bears. Thank you. Woo.